USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge has approved an investigation into political voting machine fraud. The Trump legal team is reviewing Dominion voting machines in Michigan after a state judge issued a decision to allow them to. The order was issued on Friday and it permits forensic photos to be taken of the 22 precinct tabulators in Antrim County. 85% of Californians are in severe lockdowns issued by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Business leaders in the state say the cure is going to kill what remains of small business. The sheriff of Riverside County outside Los Angeles has ordered his department to not enforce lockdown restrictions on residents. After closing all schools on November 18th for 2.5 weeks due to rising China virus cases in New York City, Mayor de Blasio ordered a reopening Monday for pre-K, K through 5, and students with disabilities. De Blasio also ordered random in-school testing of 20% of staff and students weekly. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
USA Radio News Val Dior helps us remember.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Costco is changing the way they do in-store business. USA Radio News Val Dior has the new information.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to healthcare workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Unlike its stores, Costco.com is open to anyone and everyone with a debit or credit card. If Joe Biden becomes president, transgender people will find their pursuit of happiness easier to access. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.